Is crushing candy getting boring? Do you want to try something new? Well, I know something better. You have to play the hit puzzle game Best Fiends that's sweeping the nation. You won't be able to put it down. If you're looking for something new or just tired of the same old boring match three game, then play Best Fiends right now. It's fun to play by yourself or with friends and family. Believe me, you won't regret it. So download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play right now. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. Lots of people are tweeting me about this one.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
Well, where do we start? You know, Dierks Bentley had a big album release party last night, so in New York right now. You know, what I know about you guys, and I'm not involved in this, is that you guys have a big show group text.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who's on this group
Everybody
text?
But you.
I am.
We all are.
She just said everybody but Bobby.
Yeah.
That means you.
Well, he said who's on
it. Is there
a
reason that you keep me off of it?
Well, it's not stuff you need to be concerned about.
It would be information overload for
it's
you.
It's information from you sometimes that gets passed to us as a group, and so
yeah.
You would be, yeah, you don't, it'd
you don't
be
need
a waste
to be there.
Of your time.
And we get to vent to each
yeah,
other a little bit about
our annoyances.
Or we get to be like, are you sure Bobby said that?
Yeah, he didn't say that.
Whatever.
Say that.
What did Bobby
double check
say?
That. Yeah.
Do you guys mostly bash me on this?
No.
No, because no, because Quiet Mike's on there, and we know it'd get back to you. Like, if Mike wasn't on there, we could do some bashing.
Why are you guys taking shots at Mike
D? I did it.
Wow,
that
bring
was
him
me.
In. I gotta
that
bring him in
box.
Now. Hold on.
He writes segments for the show and is the quietest man in radio from Waxahachie, Texas, Mike D.
Hey, Mike D. Mike D and I were just having a conversation, and Mike D said to me, I'm really starting to feel a part of the show. And I said, that's good, because Mike D and I travel. We're in New York right now. He opens for me on the road doing stand-up. He was an intern for me 9 years ago.
He was your date last week at the CMT Awards.
Yeah, a lot of, like, right now, you know, Mike and I run together a lot. He said, I'm really starting to feel part of the show. I said, is that right? He goes, yeah, Amy doesn't pick on me anymore for being, you know.
Oh, come on.
That's a big step.
He did. And he said, the show doesn't want to take any shots at me anymore, which made him a bit uncomfortable for a while. It's, what? Go ahead.
Isn't that a part of being the show? You should feel a part of the show once you get shot at.
I agree with you.
Shots again.
Amy,
Mike
I agree
D,
with you.
Your thoughts, Mike D.
Well, yeah, I felt a little resistance once I was, like, hanging around you more, more role in the show. And then lately it was like, all right, starting to feel good, starting to feel like I'm just everyone else.
They were just picking on you for being you instead of picking on you for being with me.
Yeah.
And there's a difference. So, until just now, Lunchbox fired it back up.
Yeah.
So you're being a hater. You think Mike D would tell me?
Oh, he'd absolutely. He would run to you and be like, oh my gosh, this is what Lunch said about you. This
I don't think he would.
Absolutely.
I don't think he would. I think. I think you would to get it on the air. Like, Lunchbox likes to stir stuff up and just to get on the air.
Hold on. Everybody likes to stir it up. I don't even want to be. I do stir it up. Eddie stirs it up.
You guys all tell on each other.
Eddie tells on everybody, too. Ray Raymundo.
Ray might be the worst.
He might be the worst.
Ray's not to be trusted ever.
Ever.
Hold on.
Ever.
Let me bring him in over here.
He chops audio all morning long. Coming to you from the glass room, our audio producer, Raymundo.
Raymundo, what do you think about this?
One time I said something about Eddie's wife. Sue me.
Listen, I'm glad everybody's here this morning.
Wait, so what's the deal about the group?
The group
text.
Text.
Like, you brought it up just
Lunchbox
to see.
Accidentally sent a
sex. This is what I want to talk about.
He accidentally sexted the group.
He
did?
Yes, you missed this?
Yes.
Okay, so all of a sudden, there's just this, like, picture of Lunchbox. And then he's like, hey, sorry, guys, I didn't mean to send that. So I thought, oh my gosh.
What did he say on it, though?
Hold on,
he didn't say anything. That's
Lunchbox,
the point.
He didn't mean to send you guys a picture of himself.
Yes.
Does he have clothes on?
No. Yeah, he has a shirt on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he's like, it's like, hey, baby, what's up? Like, I don't know if you and your wife, like, send each other, like, face selfies. Like,
but you're a little bit embarrassed. I can see by your face.
No. I'm just waiting for her to stop so I can talk.
Because he immediately replied, like, I don't know why that just happened. Like, my phone. Just sent a picture.
Go ahead.
No, because I was in a text conversation with my wife. She said, are you up from your nap? And I sent her a picture like, yes, I'm at the vet with the dog. Like, because she was texting me to make sure I didn't miss the vet appointment. And for some reason, it was the last picture I sent. And so it sent it to the group when I was trying to type something to the group, and I didn't even realize it.
I thought you were trying to...
Yeah. And I like, knew it was a picture
and
of his
I saw
wife.
It, and I was like, oh, that's weird. Yeah. Didn't mean to send that, guys. And because no one responded to the picture, so I felt
they
like
all felt awkward. Yeah,
felt awkward immediately.
I was like, uh-oh, what are we about to get next? Does right. start with the face?
Oh, it starts no. going down.
Are you living out your fantasy over
we
there?
We gotta start the show.
Yeah.
We gotta start no. the show. Here we go. Bobby
Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
So Domino's Pizza is making pothole and road repairs in towns. If someone nominates it online, listen to this. The Paving for Pizza initiative will fill cracks, bumps, and potholes and other bad road conditions that can put pizzas at risk as they're being delivered.
Oh.
So they've already started to repair roads in Texas, Delaware, Georgia, California. They have helped crews fix 40 potholes on 10 roads. And so it's their way of going, hey, listen, we're just trying to help you out. We want to help our pizza get there. Yeah. And so it's a pretty good little public initiative by them.
It really is.
It is. And they do it, and it makes the news, and we talk about it.
Now I want pizza.
Yeah. 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 See?
We want to deliver to us.
Yeah. See? There you go. Over to Raymundo with the news.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo in Hawaii. Over 700 homes have now been destroyed by that erupting volcano. Officials said there's no sign of it stopping anytime soon. In other news, outside of Pittsburgh, two cops were shot. Luckily, they were only grazed by the bullets. There's a manhunt underway for the suspect right now. And finally, in weather news, tons of rain and severe weather in the south and northeast. Chance of thunderstorms, damaging wind, and hail, so watch out for that.
On this day in country music history, 31 years ago, the year was 1987. Randy Travis had the number one song with...
Oh, baby, I'm gonna love wow. you forever.
And Amy!
Forever and ever, amen.
There you go. Amy!
As long as old men sit and talk about the weather.
As long as old women sit and talk about old men.
Yeah, boy!
Yeah!
If you wonder how long. I'll be faithful.
31 years ago today.
I'll be happy to tell you again.
Let's go, group.
I'm gonna love you forever and ever. Forever and ever. Amen.
Amy with the high harmony.
Not
there.
Bad, Amy.
Thanks.
It spent 3 weeks at number one. It won a Grammy for Best Country Song.
Woo!
Do you know he's actually received more Grammys for his gospel albums, though?
Time takes.
Lunchbox, why weren't you singing?
Because I don't know how to stay on beat.
Do you know that song?
Yeah, I know that one.
All right, give us break us off a little something.
As long as old men sit and talk.
Long?
As long as old men what? Sit and talk about the weather.
Uh-huh.
As long as old women sit and talk about old men.
That's good.
I'm going to love you forever and ever. Amen.
No, I get it now.
Long and I'm
I know why
love
I didn't
you.
Sing.
Why?
I hear it.
Oh, you do hear it. Yeah.
Well, that's close. to be fair, you guys had the music underneath you.
To be fair, that's true.
Yeah,
to be fair, yeah. Rolling Stone released a list of the 50 greatest comedies of the 21st century. Basically, it means from 2000 up. So everybody's on the same page. Think about yours. I'll read you through their list. At number 5, Idiocracy, which I saw. It's a Mike Judge movie. It's where the smart couples keep saying, nah, we're going to wait. But the really dumb couples go, let's have all the kids. So in the end, the world's run by really dumb people.
Okay.
Number 4 is Step Brothers, which is super funny.
Hilarious.
I once dated a girl who did not think Step Brothers was funny.
And you break up with her?
I still remember it, though. Same girl who didn't think Elvis was good.
Oh
that's, I mean, good. She's probably still not married.
She's well, not.
See? There you go.
Yeah. I still judge her for both of those.
You should, and you should.
Yeah, but she's awesome.
You don't even know which one it was.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, cool. Number 3, Bridesmaids.
That's a good one.
From Rolling Stone, the best movies in the past 20 years, comedies. The Loop, which is a I've never seen that. And then number 1 is Best in Show, which is a Christopher Guest movie. And I love all those, from Spinal Tap to Best in Show to, you know, he's got like 7 or 8 of them. But according to them, that's number 1. I don't think Best in Show is for everyone.
Yeah, I think I tried watching that and I was like, eh.
Your favorite comedy from the last, I guess, 18 years? Lunchbox?
Old School.
Old School from 2003. That's a good one.
That was a good movie.
You can put that on TBS and just be happy that it's on.
Yeah.
If you're flipping through, that's a good one. Our producer, Eddie?
One of the newer ones, probably Happy Gilmore.
Not newer, dude.
That's like 95.
But
no, that's 2000s, I think.
Google, I don't think so.
Happy Gilmore, 90s.
Oh, man, I'm struggling.
96.
Yikes.
It's hard when
he goes, a new one.
That's over 20 years old.
Dang, I feel old right now.
Amy, what do you got?
Is Hitch a comedy?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
Hitch is good. That's another one you can just stop and watch.
Every time.
For me, I like... In the back. I like The Hangover, the first one.
Okay, that's a good one.
Without the hype, though. Because I went into it going, it's the greatest movie ever. And any movie you go into where they tell you it's so good is never as good as they tell you it is. But I think The Hangover, I can watch that again and again. I really enjoyed 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Oh, that's a good one.
Steve Carell's really big first.
Yes.
Did you know in that scene on 40-Year-Old Virgin, because they ripped the hair off his chest.
Yeah, when he's getting waxed.
Yeah, that was real. They did it one time. They only could, because that hair was real.
Oh.
I mean,
And he wanted it to be legit.
Awful. What?
Napoleon Dynamite from 2004.
Oh, that's a good one.
Which at first, I just didn't get.
Yeah, same.
But about the third time, and you start quoting it with your friends.
Oh, yeah. You still call people Uncle Rico if they're talking about old sports?
Still.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's crazy.
And then again, I know Step Brothers was on the list, but Will Ferrell was just nailing him for a while.
He was really good.
Talladega Nights was really good.
Yep.
So, yeah, there's a list right there. Office Space barely missed it. It came out in 1999.
I saw that.
And that's my favorite comedy of all time. So there you go. Anybody else want to add? Morgan number two, you're like 12. Morgan number two, our 24-year-old head of digital.
I really liked Anchorman with Will Ferrell.
Oh, good.
That's a good one.
Good.
Solid. Raymond?
Wedding Crashers.
Wedding Crashers. Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah, Raymundo.
Meet the Parents.
Mike D, what you got over there? Favorite comedy?
Superbad.
Superbad.
Superbad. I forgot all those. Those were all good. Pineapple Express.
They're kids, man.
I know.
They got, you know.
Eddie's living in 96 with those new movies.
Hey, man, Adam Sandler movies. They're great. Check them out.
Eddie's like, man, I guess the Three Stooges?
Three Amigos. Yeah, three Amigos. Yeah, yeah. Bobby
Bone Show. Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-Second Skinny.
Woman Amen is officially a number one song. This is the first single from Dierks Bentley's new album, The Mountain, and it's topped the charts, making Dierks have 17 number one songs.
That's crazy.
I know.
17 number one songs.
I was like, whoa, that kind of snuck up on me. 17?
Yeah, last time I remember it was 16. Not me.
No, I don't even remember 16. I just feel like he's killing it right now. It's awesome.
He's killing it. Yeah, good for him. And he's a good friend, too. He asked me to go eat with him last night.
And?
He asked me like 5 minutes before. I couldn't go eat 5 minutes before.
Oh, yeah. So he was with you last night, obviously, at the iHeart album release party. And then tonight, heads up, he's going to be on Jimmy Fallon if people want to catch that. And Kenny Chesney, he continues to give back to the U.S. Virgin Islands. This is pretty cool. He's going to donate proceeds from his forthcoming new album, Songs for the Saints, to the Love for the City Fund, which is something that he created after Hurricane Irma. So that's pretty cool. And Songs for the Saints will come out July 27th. I'm Amy. That's your 30-Second Skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Freddie was in his 40s, he was homeless, an alcoholic, couldn't read or write, and he started going to church. The church accepted him like he was family. They started bringing him to their houses. He got his life together, started to learn to read and write. He went and took his GED 6 times, passed, and this past weekend, he graduated from college at 65 years old.
Wow, and then college too, huh?
Yeah, he got a bachelor's degree.
Wow, how about that right there? That's a good one. Tell me something good. Freddie, nice work, buddy.
Love it.
Yeah.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. A high school teacher is looking for a new job when she was trying to make some money on the side. If a student got bad grades, she took a little cash, bumped them up a letter grade. So you pay for good grades.
Oh. Wow. I'm not that shocked by that.
Mm-hmm.
Just the thought of it, I can see teachers doing that. Wow. It's probably happening all over the place, too.
That's just terrible.
But it is terrible. Wow, where is this?
In Philadelphia. And it doesn't say how much each grade costs.
Oh, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah,
oh.
Me too.
Yeah, it just said she took cash for good grades.
But
for
is anyone Venmo? Super surprised by that?
No, not really. I mean, she's just trying to eat, man.
Yeah.
Kids talk, though. Like, how long do you think you're going to get away with it?
She probably has for a long time. Okay. And I'm sure there are a lot of others that we just don't know about.
And I bet some straight A student is the one that told, like, oh, some kid bought an A and I had to earn my A.
Or some kid who couldn't afford to get his grade moved up.
Oh, wow. I didn't think about that.
But here's the rule.
Now we feel
good
bad.
with education, though, you know, the general rule is snitches get stitches.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
yeah. So don't tell. All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Yeah!
Bobby Bones.
Show.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
I was reading this story this morning about when people drop the L word for the first time. And so according to this, most people wait at least 3 months before saying I love you for the first time. I just wonder, Lunchbox, when did you say I love you to your wife?
So that's a great question. I have no idea.
You don't even know. It wasn't a moment.
No, it wasn't a moment. Like, I don't remember looking into her eyes and being like, oh, you know what? I love you. But I guarantee you, she said it first, and I may have been drunk, so I probably said it back. I love you.
Yeah.
Yeah, alcohol was probably definitely involved. It wasn't one of those moments like you're sitting at dinner holding hands across the table. It wasn't romantic like that. I think alcohol makes it easier to say it.
The number one reason people wait is the fear that other people aren't going to say it back. And men say it quicker than women do. How about that? Now listen, I'm 38 years old. It's not something I'm proud of, but I've never said I love you to a human being one-on-one like that.
That's crazy.
Ever.
You've been in, like, long relationships, like 4 years long.
Yeah, listen, I was in a four-year one. My last one was a year plus, like a year and a half. So I don't think it's something that's able to be bragged about. I don't like that about myself. I would love to say it. I said it there. I would love to tell someone I love them.
That doesn't count.
But I think at this point, though, and you guys can back me up on this, at this point, I shouldn't say it unless I'm about to marry somebody, right? Like, I can't just say it and then break up. Like, that's a big one.
What don't you think you need, like, a warm-up I love you? Like, before it's the real one?
Amy, I gotta go to Amy.
I mean, no, you don't need a warm-up. Then it's not... it needs to be genuine from the get-go, from the gate.
No, it'll be genuine when I say it. But I don't think I should say it until it's...
Exactly.
Like, I'm pulling the veil off her head.
That's a good time to say it.
When you're going to marry her, like, at the church?
My husband didn't say it to me till after he proposed, and I said yes.
I'm talking about the wedding,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, he's saying at the wedding, Amy.
I'm saying I left the... They're like, you may now kiss the bride. And I go, first, I'd like to say something.
Okay. You're crazy.
Yeah,
you're
crazy.
She's going to wait that long?
She's going to marry you without knowing you love her?
No way.
But here's the deal. Here's the thing. She's going to know that you are the way you are. She's going to know why you're that way.
Why am I that way, Amy? Go ahead.
We have a lot of new listeners.
So if you don't mind just putting it in about 20 seconds, because I think a lot of our new listeners wonder, what is this Bobby guy about?
Well, I think there's some abandonment from your childhood that you haven't properly dealt with. Abandonment and forgiveness a little bit, which has allowed you to put up a few walls that don't let you attach to people as you should. It's sort of a form of attachment disorder.
Okay. Now, that being said, I do think I speak a different love language. I think I show people in different ways that I love them.
What'd you say?
You heard me.
So you do feel as though you have loved,
absolutely.
You just can't say
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely, absolutely.
But what's keeping...
Okay, who?
Like, but you, it's because...
who did you...
So that means you feel like if you say it, that's like...
It's like a ring.
A real... Yeah. Like, you're scared to do that. Like, there's something... You're terrified of that.
It's like jumping off a cliff, not knowing what's down there. Yeah.
And what... I know that you've talked about this with trained professionals. Like, I'm not one... But obviously,
really?
Go ahead.
Obviously, I'm not a therapist. But I mean, I know you've discussed this with them. So, like, what do they tell you?
You know, it's a lot of immersion. They go, hey, you should just, if you feel that way, you should just say it over. Just do it. And it won't feel so crazy. To me, I've made it so special. It's my flower. I don't want to give my flower away, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
And so, it's like I've never had a drink of alcohol. I could probably have a drink of alcohol and not be a big deal. But then if I do, I'll break my streak. And I want to break my streak. I'm going to give my flower to somebody that's not going to take care of my flower, you know? That's all. Mm-hmm. I'm a weirdo.
Yeah, I got to make sure that flower's watered.
That's right. I don't know what that means, but that's right, buddy. I'm with you on that one. Bobby Bone, come on. Dylan in Mississippi. What's up, bud?
My friend, my mentor, my hero. What's up, Bobby Bone?
Just doing the thing. My favorite caller from Mississippi, the state with my favorite S's. I don't know, dude. Well, I tried.
Doing the dang thing.
Yeah, doing the dang thing. What's up, buddy? I don't know.
What's the update on Eddie paying that fine for the football game?
It's
It's been like 5 years.
It's been a year.
No, Eddie, that's not good. Eddie went to a high school football game. They said cash only. All he had was a card. And he said, I'll come back and pay. He never went back to pay.
She said, quote, don't worry about it. Get us next time.
Okay.
In my interpretation, that was like, you're good. You're good. And in the back of my mind, I was always like, I'll come back and pay it. I will. But it's been a year, guys. I think it's time to let it go. Let it go. Like,
I think you owe interest.
What do you mean?
What do you think there, Dylan? You hear the story?
I think you should pay it. I mean, you got to show his kids that, you know, they have to pay up if they ever, you know, get something handed to them. They always got to pay back.
Well, remember, Eddie made his son sign a baseball contract.
That's true.
Dylan, my kids don't remember that stuff. Like, there's no way. If I went back and asked my kids, you remember that football game we went to and I didn't have money because I had a, they'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
But is that the point?
Yes.
No, the point is to teach them life lessons.
Oh. Well, okay. All right. Well, okay, I'll tell you what.
You've been saying for a year you were going to go back and pay this school.
I will, as soon as football starts, I will go back to a game and I will pay double. I'll pay for the tickets.
You
and
keep
then
saying
I will pay,
things like this.
No, I will. Football hasn't started yet.
It started a bit ago.
No, not yet. As soon as football starts, I'm going to pay it.
Dylan,
thanks, Dylan.
Your thoughts?
If he can pay it, he's paying it. But I want to say one thing real quick, dude.
Go ahead, buddy.
I am the Dylan Hodge that did the podcast interview with Eric, the guy that got the tattoo on his arm.
Oh, this is the guy that does the podcast about my life.
This is your buddy Dylan.
It's my boy. It's my dude right here, Dylan. Look at you. Hey, appreciate that, man. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, doing a dang thing, right?
That's right.
That's right, as I'm talking about. See? Bobby Bone, come on. I'll give you the lyrics to a famous country song, and then you fill in the blank with the name.
Okay.
Amy, you'll go first. Don't take the girl from Tim McGraw. And Johnny said, take Johnny Johnson, take Tommy blank.
Thompson.
Ooh, she says Thompson. Here we go.
Take Jimmy Johnson. Take Tommy Thompson.
There it is.
All right.
Good answer. Good answer.
Good answer. Good, good, good. Okay, Lunchbox, over to you.
Yep.
Jake Owen, Barefoot Blue Jean Night.
Okay.
Cadillac, horns on the hood. My buddy blank had his dad hook him up real good. My buddy blank.
My buddy blank had his daddy hook him up. Bill!
Bill. My buddy Bill. My buddy Bill. Solid?
Cadillac, horns on the hood. My buddy Frankie had his dad hook him up.
Oh, you were so close.
Frankie, man.
My buddy Bill.
Eddie.
Come on.
Dirk Bentley, What Was I Thinking?
Oh, boy.
You know the song. Yeah. Yours is the first blank. Blank was a beauty from South Alabama. Her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer.
I got it.
You know that?
I got it. Go Becky. Ahead.
Becky, he says.
Becky was a beauty from South Alabama. Her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer.
That's good, dude. That's good. Good
man,
for you.
Man, that was a guess.
Becky?
You didn't guess that.
Yeah, because I've gotten that wrong in the past.
Bill.
Frankie.
He goes Frankie on that one. Amy. Carrie Underwood, Church Bells. She can hear those. Familiar with this song?
Yep.
But Ken was always getting way too drunk. Saturday night, after a few too many, he came home ready to fight. And all his money could never save blank.
And all of his money could never... Oh, man. Penny?
Penny, she says.
He came home ready to fight. And all his money could never save Jenny.
Jenny!
Hey.
You knew it rhymed with Minnie.
Minnie, Penny, Jenny.
Lunchbox.
Yep, I'm
Why
ready.
Did I go with
Would Penny? You like Billy Ray Cyrus or Trisha Yearwood? You can have your choice. I have two of them.
Oh, Trisha Yearwood.
All right. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he's got the short end of the stick. But Katie's a young man and she just don't care. She'll follow
Tommy anywhere.
Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy.
There you go. Eddie, wow. For the win.
All right, here we go.
For the win.
Woo!
Billy Ray Cyrus, oh, Achy Breaky Heart. Don't right? You can tell your ma mm-hmm. to move to Arkansas. You can tell your dog to bite my leg. Or tell your brother blank.
What on earth? can we do it one more time?
Yeah. You can tell your ma I moved to Arkansas. You can tell your dog to bite my leg. Or tell your brother blank.
I'm going with Ken.
Ken, he
yeah,
said.
I'm going with Ken.
Here we go.
You can tell your dog to bite my leg.
Here it is.
Or tell your brother Cliff.
Yeah! Eddie, I have Paul on that one.
Oh my goodness.
Who won, Mike D?
Tied 1-1-1.
Everybody, hey, everybody wins!
Oh,
everybody wins! Or, you know what? It's a tie, nobody wins. This goes up as nobody's record.
Okay.
But we all had fun, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's
fun.
This iPhone X survived 2 weeks at the bottom of a river. And they found it and pulled it back out and it worked. 2 weeks!
That is crazy.
Amy can't keep a phone for 2 days, but this iPhone was at the bottom of a river for 2 weeks.
Yeah, but I did drop my iPhone X in the toilet and pulled it out, and it worked just fine.
Apple's iPhone X may truly be the world's most waterproof phone.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it amazing that anything would survive for 2 weeks that has any sort of electronicals at all? I'm afraid, and I don't use my phone on the toilet, just for the reason that I'll drop it in the toilet. Now, my laptop I do because it can't fall between my legs. But it's crazy that phone sits there for 2 weeks.
Wow, yeah.
They put it up on YouTube. I was amazed with that iPhones. Amy, you have iPhone? iPhone what?
Yes.
Oh,
iPhone
that's
X,
right. Broken phone.
Yeah, and I'm back on my old phone, which I don't know, is iPhone 6 Plus.
You ever talk to yourself, Amy?
Yes.
Experts say talking to yourself in the third person when stressed can help you control negative emotions.
Oh, I don't do it in the third person, though. So I should be saying, Amy, calm down.
Mm-hmm.
Amy, pull it together.
Yeah, you're kind of acting as a therapist for yourself.
Hmm.
They say the new trick to calming down is talking to yourself.
Interesting.
You know, we talked about I love you a minute ago and how, you know, people are waiting about 3 months and how I've never said it to anyone ever. And Father's Day is coming up. I wonder who says I love you to your dad. Now, again, you know, my story. I don't have a relationship with my biological father. Lunchbox, do you tell your dad that you love him?
Absolutely. Every day, every time I talk to him.
And that's healthy.
No problem. No problem. No doubt about it.
You also, do you do anything like kiss your dad on the mouth?
Yeah, I kiss my dad on the lips.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep, every time I see him, hug, kiss on the lips.
For how long?
Half a second.
But you kiss him on the lips.
Yeah, just like what, like a peck on the lips.
On the front of the lips?
On the straight dead on.
Oh,
like nose
God.
To nose, the lip to lips.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yep, nothing odd about it. Just
do you grab his head while you kiss
him? I give him a hug.
Which way do you turn your head?
No. What you don't understand is there's no turn. It's dead on.
So like your nose is bump?
Yeah, it's a head-on collision.
Oh. Do you ever bite his bottom lip?
No. But it's a little weird because he has a mustache.
Oh!
And you do, too. Does it ever get tangled?
No.
Dude, you know what it's like to kiss a dude, then? Does it ever, like, burn your lip?
No. There's no burning of the lips. I don't know what that means. I just know that you just, like, peck, and it's okay. It's like, I love you, Dad.
And you kiss
good
him on the front
you.
Of the... Listen, I'm glad you do. That's a love. I admire love in any way. It's just odd that you do it.
I've never found it odd. It's something I've done my whole life. I kissed my grandparents on the lips. I'm.
Would you kiss any of the guys in here?
No.
On the lips? Why not?
Why not?
Because you're not related to me.
What's
dad.
The difference?
Do you have to be related?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't
so you kiss,
kiss
your
any
cousins
my...
like that?
No.
You're related.
You kiss your brother on the mouth?
Nope.
Well, you're related.
My dad and my grandpa were the only two guys I kissed on the lips.
What
That's
about
it.
Your mom?
Did you guys ever?
Hey, I kissed my mom on the lips.
Did you and your dad and your grandpa? Did you guys ever do like spring break triple kiss?
No, I never did that. No triple kisses. No.
What's
see the visual of that?
That's where you've never triple kissed anybody.
Oh, no. You haven't either. Be quiet.
Hey. Come on.
Okay.
Yes, I have.
Okay. All right.
Just not my dad and my grandpa.
Well, evidently Eddie has.
No, I'm not. No. I wish.
Okay.
But I love you, Dad, and that one's for you.
Okay.
Oh, no.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
The end of the school year for a lot of schools. and it was super cool for a lot of kids in Hillsborough, New Jersey. They, along with their teachers and even some parents, got their hair cut and donated all that hair to Wigs for Kids. Amazingly, the group donated 276 inches of hair this year.
That's a lot.
To Wigs for Kids. Wow. It's a big tradition for the school. It started 15 years ago. Over the years, the school has donated almost 8,000 inches of hair. If they were to weave all that together, it would stretch for more than a mile. But they've been able to donate that to kids who are going through chemo, through different treatments. Yeah, just this year alone, 276 inches of hair. So how about that for Tell Me Something Good? That's what I'm talking about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Is crushing candy getting boring and you want to try something new? Then you have to play the puzzle game Best Fiends. The game is so fun, you will not be able to put it down. If you're looking for something new or you're just tired of the same old boring match three game, download Best Fiends right now. It's fun to play by yourself or with friends and family. Play whenever, wherever, as long as you'd like. It's one of those games that you will enjoy, and you'll probably lose track of time playing. We play it here on the show, especially Web Girl Morgan. That's right. No, girl, what's your name? Morgan number two? We think you should play too. Turn it into a competition. You really play Morgan number two?
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah, me too. I played a lot. I should probably chill out. I played a lot. Listen, it's called Best Fiends. Maybe you're traveling. You want to pass the time. You don't need the internet for Best Fiends. You can play on a flight. You can play in a cave. Believe me, you will not regret it. So download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play right now. Best Fiends, it's like Best Friends without the R. Best Fiends, it's a puzzle game. Morgan number two, a.k.a. Web Girl Morgan, a.k.a. Web Girl Morgan number two, loves it as well. So there we have it, Best Fiends.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Man, hope you guys are good. Thanks for hanging with us. Over to Amy now for that corny.
The morning corny.
Why did the crab get in trouble at school?
Why did the crab get in trouble at school?
He was being shellfish.
I like it.
Good, yeah.
I like it.
I do.
Wait,
I do.
Why are you yelling and even laugh?
No, that's pretty cerebral, you know?
It was a dry laugh.
I didn't know I liked that.
Okay.
That was the morning corny.
And because Father's Day is coming up on Sunday, Eddie's been doing the dad joke of the day all this week.
Eddie the daddy.
Why did the scarecrow win an award?
Why did the scarecrow win an award?
Because he was outstanding in his field.
You get it.
Took me a second, but I get it.
Come on.
Outstanding, Amy.
I know, like I've told that one before, and Bobby didn't laugh that hard.
Mm. Oh.
Probably the delivery. So, Amy, your husband's having his first ever Father's Day this Sunday.
Yes.
Are you doing something special for him?
Yes.
What
you
is
want
it?
To say?
I can't say.
Okay, fair enough.
Don't be crazy.
So, if you're new to the show, Amy and her husband adopted two awesome children. They've been in here in the States and living with you for how long?
5 months.
Wow, 5 months.
And a half. Five and a half.
So it's his first Father's Day, like a real father.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I know. It's pretty special.
And you have something you don't even want to say?
No, I'm not going to say.
Hmm. Does it rhyme with a Rolf club?
Oh.
Just throwing that out there.
Oh, great.
Or a rounder Rolf.
Or some Rain Roll.
Rain Roll.
Lunchbox. Now, you're not quite a dad yet. Your baby's in August.
Correct.
Will you be celebrating Father's Day?
I don't know. That's up to my wife. She's got to plan it.
Do you think you should?
Yep.
But you're not a father yet.
Right. But I should be spoiled like a father.
Did you spoil her for Mother's Day?
Yeah. No, I didn't, because our anniversary was like 2 days apart. So
you just lied.
Okay.
I took her to dinner for our anniversary / Mother's Day.
/ Okay.
Hmm. It's a combo effort.
Eddie has two kids.
I do.
So for sure you'll be killed.
For sure Father's Day.
Woo! The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy, when you look at me, do you see anything different?
Let me see. No?
I've been a vegetarian for 36 hours.
Oh, interesting. Why?
Yeah. Honestly, I have this little part of my gut I can't get rid of.
Oh, my goodness.
And I've tried everything. I do sit-ups all day and all night. I box. I work out 6 days a week. I do everything.
Well, you've also been having me hand-deliver you candy for my daughter.
First of all, only 2 days, and I've only had a couple because I gave Eddie almost the whole bag.
Yes, thank you for that.
Yes. So before you started hating my Cheerios, that's
Bones,
the deal.
Bones, is your underwear band folding?
No.
Then you don't have a problem.
I do a little bit, though. But so anyway, what I'm doing is I'm vegetarian now, fully. And so I've embraced the lifestyle totally. And I like to talk about it all the time. Mike D and I.
Every restaurant you're at, I'm a vegetarian.
We call ourselves the Veggie Boys. We go places and we're like, the Veggie Boys are here. That's what we do now.
Oh, man. Well, what? Mike's vegan.
Yeah, but we're Veggie Boys together. Yeah, okay. I mean, it's our new duo, the Veggie Boys.
Oh, well, I want to hang out. I'm veggie right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to lose that little thing. I was watching that American Ninja Warrior show. I don't even watch that show, but it's good, huh?
It's awesome.
I can't believe how popular that is.
Why? Lunchbox, I was like you. I thought, who would watch that? But then I started watching it. I was totally into it. They were swinging on this thing, trying to swing and jump to the next thing. It was unbelievable. This dude jumped 18 feet in the air.
Yeah,
just swinging off an anchor to grab the other anchor. So yeah. I watched that whenever that Jong-un and Trump thing was happening. And I was already upset because they turned The Bachelor off. They had to go watch Jong-un. And then I flipped channels trying to watch something else, and Jong-un was going off, and I watched some of that American Ninja Warrior. One of Eddie's friends tried it for that show, huh?
He did. I made him a demo video, like one of those resume videos, and it didn't make it.
But he didn't make it?
No, but he's so strong, too. I was convinced that he was going to make it, but he didn't. They didn't pick him.
You think you can do that show, Lunchbox?
Oh, probably. I mean, just give me a couple of months of training, I'd be on that show no problem.
Oh my God.
The only problem is you need to have a sob story. All these people have sob stories about how they came back from tragedy and now they're an American Ninja Warrior. And a lot of them are repeat contestants. I don't like that. Once you're on it, I think you should be done. Not come back the next year. I watch it way too much.
Oh, you do watch a lot of it?
Yeah, I'm like, I guess I don't really have an opinion.
A lot of people were commenting on me just in passing, mentioning that Eddie's the funniest person on the show.
Yeah, me too. Thanks, Bones. People were tweeting me. Thanks for that.
Bobby said that.
No, I know, but that was just in passing. I was like, I think Eddie's the funniest person on the show. And so I just wanted to bring that up and see how you felt about that. Amy?
I mean, I didn't know if you were serious. I kind of felt like maybe you were joking.
What? Why would he be joking about that?
Well, I don't know that you're the funniest person on the show.
Amy, take me out of the conversation because I'm hosting this thing here.
Oh, I know that you're funny.
No. Who would you put, you know?
Me!
The top three.
No,
go ahead.
It can't be you.
No, it can. Yes, it can. Go ahead, Amy. Rank the funniest on the show. Go ahead.
And you're not in it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Shoot.
Go ahead, Amy.
Ray?
Ray.
Me.
Okay.
Lunchbox.
Oh my gosh. Come
and then
on.
Eddie fourth?
Please.
Yeah, Eddie.
Okay. I would go. Now, everybody's humor is digested differently. So for my humor, it goes Eddie because Eddie makes me laugh out loud. And I don't think Eddie's the guy to stand up and do a whole monologue.
We're not talking monologue. Like,
but he's very witty. He's the wittiest of all.
What?
Thanks, Bones. Thanks, Bones.
This is another example of Bobby.
Let him talk.
Is Bobby's humor right here. He's showing
it's
how
Eddie.
Funny he is.
And then Raymundo.
Oh, stop it!
Raymundo's pretty funny.
And then Amy, close to Raymundo, close. And then Lunchbox.
Okay, wait. So, like, 5 years ago, before Eddie joined the show, mm-hmm. So before Ray and Eddie were on the show, I was the funniest.
Uh-oh. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
I'm just focusing on that. So there was a point in time where I was the funniest.
Absolutely. Lunchbox, you rank them real quick.
Oh, that's easy. It's myself, then Raymundo, then Amy, then maybe the phone screener, then Eddie.
He's hating.
Oh, okay.
What Eddie is he tries too hard to be funny.
I think Eddie's the wittiest, and that's what I like.
I know, okay, heard you. We heard
you. We got it.
Wow, haters in the house.
Yes, because I'm just not kidding. I don't get it. Like, I feel like I can have some quick wit sometimes.
You are.
I
think
feel like you miss some of my jokes.
Oh, my jokes go right over your head.
Okay,
them. You're busy.
So intellectual. Yeah.
No, not intellectually. It's just you're busy and you hear other things.
Okay.
Eddie cracking jokes.
Oh, my goodness.
See,
okay,
that was real funny,
Eddie. Thank you all for being a part of this segment.
Bye.
Bye.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Trending right now, Avengers Infinity War soars to $2 billion at the worldwide box office. Show of hands in the room, who has seen Avengers Infinity War? Just Mike D?
Mm-hmm.
No hands.
No.
I love the first Avengers. I just am not motivated to go sit in a room with a bunch of other people I don't know in gross chairs.
Yeah, when can we rent it at home?
Probably now, huh? Is it close to that? I saw on Netflix you can watch Thor Ragnarok. Like, they got that one.
Okay.
What?
Why?
That's that like the next Thor?
Ragnarok is.
That's the Thor movie. Yeah, that's the sequel to Thor.
Oh, I'm going to have to check that out. I like Thor.
Also, today is Rivers Cuomo's 49th birthday. Here's a little Weezer for you. He's a Harvard graduate. He was burnt out after the success of Weezer's self-titled album. He went back to Harvard. He dropped out of to record Weezer again. He later re-enrolled and graduated. Like, he's just like a brain guy. Wow. Super smart. One of my favorite pictures is me and Rivers Cuomo from Weezer.
I took it.
Yeah, that's right.
Photocred.
I'm a big Weezer fan, which is partially why I wear these glasses. Between Buddy Holly and Rivers Cuomo, like both people, that's why I wear my these big dark glasses. And finally, Kanye West's entire album hits the top 40. There were 7 tracks, and all of them hit the top 40. Kanye, it's called Yee. Here's a song from that record.
Someday we gon' set it off. Someday we gon' get this off. Baby, don't you bet it off.
Like Weezer, I'm also a big Kanye fan, and so I thought it was pretty cool that all his songs hit the top 40 at once. So that's what's happening right now. Hey, by the way, let me mention this. My jury duty is happening on July 8th now.
Oh.
Like, I have to go. Now, they wanted me to go on my book tour, and I was like, well, I can't. Is there any way that I can not do jury duty? And they said, well, you cannot do it on this day, but you have to come July 8th. So as soon as the show's over, I got to go in.
Oh.
I have to leave half hour early. I hope I get a murder case.
I don't want to break this to you, but July 8th is a Sunday.
Oh. Is that right?
Maybe it's the 9th you need to be there or something.
What
if
I'm
just don't you showing up on a Sunday. Like, hey, guys.
Yeah, well, maybe it's on the 9th.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is the 9th, yeah. The 9th at 9:30. So I have to leave the show a little bit early on that day.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to have to prep you.
I know. Do I have to wear a suit and tie or what?
Yeah, you're going to need to go dressed up with a briefcase.
By the way, Eddie's wife got a traffic ticket and wants Lunchbox to represent her in court?
She sure did, and she's 100% guilty. I mean, there's no chance she's, like, you know, got a case, but she thinks you can do it.
What did she get pulled over for?
She was going, I think, 40 and 15.
Oh! What?
Yeah.
What?
And I believe that was after she ran a stop sign.
And is this before or after she crushed my light at my house?
Whoa, Bones. Different, separate incident. We don't want to merge the two.
Okay.
I don't remember if it was before or after. Probably before.
So she wants Lunchbox to go to court and represent her?
Yeah. She thinks Lunchbox can fight it.
Interesting.
But she's a little worried about, like, you know, if he fails, like, she has to pay court fees and all that. It could be really expensive, right?
Yes.
I think. Lunchbox, what do you charge her to do that? What do you charge her?
$150.
Family
okay.
rate?
$150, and he'll cover all the lawyer fees.
Oh,
whoa. I didn't say I'd cover all the lawyer fees.
You're the lawyer, dude. That's a lawyer fee.
Yeah, I get $150, and then she has to pay all the court fees on top of that.
Okay,
yeah.
I don't know. You guys don't even know what you're talking about at this point. You're just saying
no,
court
the
fees.
Lawyer doesn't pay for that. The client does.
No, I know, but okay, listen.
Who's been to court?
Eddie, for 100, I've been to court a few times, but Eddie, for $150.
Okay.
Tell her a Lunchbox to represent her in court. Let me know by tomorrow.
Let me talk to her. I'll get back to you.
And what does she expect out of Lunchbox?
To dismiss the ticket.
To have it dismissed. Okay.
Have
well, he needs to know some facts about why she was. And was there a reason she was running?
No. I think she was late for school, I guess.
Well, no. She needs a better story because you got to go represent her.
Okay.
Let us know tomorrow, okay?
I will.
Okay. Bobby Bone, come on. Lunchbox always throws business ideas at us. He's never run a business successfully. But for some reason, he thinks we can give him more money to run a business. I don't know why, but today he says he's got a home run. Lunchbox, the floor is yours, my friend.
Okay. So, I'm about to have my first kid.
Yeah.
And I discovered there's something that every parent needs. And they're in such high demand, there's not enough space for all the kids that are being born. Guys, we need to put our money together, and we need to start a daycare. I am telling you, we've been to these daycares and, like, they go in and they give us a tour and they're like, okay, well, it's a 24-month wait. What? 24 months? That's 2 years. They tell us they have people on the list that aren't even pregnant yet. They sign up years in advance anticipating having a kid. That means we open a daycare, we're going to be booked for years to come.
As long as you're a highly sought after daycare.
Yeah, I'm going to let you pursue that one on your own. This shark will not give you any money.
Wait. Before you go out, you have to understand this is your only opportunity. This is no joke. This is easy money. 24-month waiting period.
I thought he had some idea, some new idea. Daycares have been around for 100 years.
Yes, but obviously there's not enough of them if we're waiting that long to get into them.
No, you just must be visiting, like, really, like, again, highly sought after daycares. Most like a school, like schools get like that sometimes, but.
What's the deal, lunchbox with you and your baby? Like, are you going to put baby in daycare or what?
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. We went and toured a couple of them, and there's such a long wait. Like, one of them, we're number 28 on the wait list, and in the 5 years before they go to kindergarten, 18 people will get in. So we're just hoping people drop out or move.
What are you trying to get them in, Harvard or what? What's the deal here?
It's just right down the street from our house. We walk the dogs by it, so we thought we'd drop in.
And that's a good reason. We walk the dogs by it, so let's put our baby there.
Yeah, and there's another one right here by work, so my wife could drop it off and I could pick it up right after work.
It.
24-month waiting list. Wait,
you're going to pick your baby up after we get off there.
So the baby's going to be there for, what, an hour?
Well, I'm going to take a nap first.
Okay.
There's There's no way Lunchbox is picking
no
the
chance.
Baby.
He's going to leave it there until 3.
Hold on. Let me hear his plan.
Okay.
So you're having this baby in August, Lunchbox.
Yeah, and she'll be out of work for 4 months.
Okay, so for 4 months. And then
she will drop the baby off when she goes to work.
At what time?
It depends on what time she goes to
work. Okay, so let's say 8 a.m.
8? Okay.
And then I'll go home, take a nap. And then I go pick the kid up.
Okay, so really it being by our office has nothing to do with it.
Well, that's close enough. If I have to go get it right after work, I can go.
I was about to say, there's 0% chance he's picking the baby up on his
way. No chance.
Why?
Because he won't get anything. He won't get a nap. He won't get anything done. He won't be able to go golf with Eddie.
That's a good point. All good points.
Don't you think... Lunchbox, he thinks he's going to live this life of being Mr. Nap, Mr. Golf, Mr.
All
Soccer.
All while his wife is at work, there's no way he's going to be at home being Mr. Mom. It's just not happening.
I'm offended by your lack of confidence in me and being a parent that it takes care of my child. But yes, I am going to need a nap. Like, I get up so early, it would just be... I've talked to other people in the industry that have morning jobs like us, and they said, listen, I tried it without a nap, and it's miserable. You're not present. You're miserable. You're tired. You really need a nap. So we are going to go the daycare route. But if we can get into a daycare. But yes, I plan on taking care of my kid after the nap.
Okay. That's
and how long are these naps? Still like 4 hours?
Ooh. Yeah. Well, I mean, if daycare is open until 5.
Yeah. There you go.
So now the baby went from being picked up at 10 a.m. to
the baby has a full-time job. 8 to 5.
Listen, Lunchbox, none of us want to get into your daycare business.
No, you're the only one that said no. Amy, you know this. Kids need a daycare. You want in.
My point is, why would she get in with you? Why would she, if she wanted to start a daycare, why wouldn't she just start it herself? It's not like some idea you can come up with.
That sounds like really taxing and exhausting and...
Well, you don't have to be the one running the daycare. You hire people.
Well, can
that's
you guarantee, what's the return on investment?
I mean, oh, it's immediate. I mean,
oh, yeah,
immediate.
That's not how it works. Okay.
Just go to the wedding.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lunchbox. All right, well, we rest.
Okay.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So a couple of years ago, this kid, Tyler, saw 4 officers and asked his mom if he could buy them donuts with his allowance. Mm. He went and did it. The officers were so appreciative, it got him to think bigger. Mm. So he created Donut Boy, and he's been traveling the country with his mom. And in 2 years, they've delivered 65,000 donuts to officers in 31 states. Again, all of this in less than 2 years. He and his mom, they just hit the road during school breaks and summer vacation, and they pass out donuts.
Well, one, how about that mom for going out with that? How about him? And then thirdly, the greatest superhero I've ever heard of, Donut Boy? Are you kidding me?
Amazing.
I'm into that.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Hey, Lunchbox, I hear that you're a bit jealous that nobody cares about you and they only want to talk about your wife's pregnancy now.
Yeah, I guess jealous would be a good word to describe it, because whenever you see anybody now, anybody, like, oh, how's your wife doing? How's the pregnancy going? Hello, I'm a human. How are you doing? How is your life? Are you excited about the baby? No, the conversation starts off. The first question is, how is your wife doing? Every single time. And to me, that's a little rude.
Because what, you're famous in your mind?
Well, I'm famous, and so you want to talk about me and what I'm doing and how work's going and just how life is going. It's not all about my wife. I understand she's the one carrying the baby, but why is everything about her?
Do you feel like a little bit you're pregnant too?
Yeah. I have to suffer through things. I have to buy the diapers. I got to pay for doctor's visits. I have to do this stuff. So I am pretty much carrying the baby because I have to go slow with my wife when she walks. I have to walk slow with her. When we go to the grocery store, I have to park closer because she wants me to park closer. I mean, I got to carry all the groceries out. Do they ask me how am I feeling? No. Is your back tired from doing all the work? No one cares.
Huh. So do you think she has it harder right now or you?
Probably me.
Hmm. That's an interesting theory.
I mean, I understand she's carrying the baby.
Yeah. Yes, she's pregnant.
But then
yes.
I'm doing all the work.
Like what?
Like
he just told us all that, Eddie.
Right.
He had to park the
car close.
How's
to the
sleeping, Lunchbox?
I sleep like a champ, man. Let me tell you, I've been great. She's not.
No, not you, dude.
See, there you go again. You're only concerned about my wife. This is a case in point.
How's it going with her, and then you guys in the bed?
In the bed is fine. Her sleep is struggling. She'll wake up and the next day I didn't sleep well. I was awake. I slept for like 3 hours and I woke up for an hour and then I went back to sleep for 2 hours and then I was awake for an hour. So she's having a harder time sleeping and it's only going to get worse from here because we're in the third trimester and everything you read online says the third trimester, you're not going to get a lot of rest. Sleep's going to become really hard.
And so what are you going to do if she just can't sleep?
Send her downstairs, like it says, you know, maybe read a book or listen to some soft music. So she can do that downstairs because I'll be asleep and I don't need her to wake me up.
And you think your sleep's more valuable because?
Because I got to go to work at 4 o'clock in the morning. Like she,
you don't though. You're the last one here every morning.
I understand that. But I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. She goes into work later than me so she can sleep in, even if she's a little tired. She's just sitting down behind a desk all day. She hides in an office. She doesn't have to entertain people. I have to have my energy to be funny.
Huh. Well, listen, I like this glimpse into your life.
Yeah. But
definitely a different perspective than I've heard before.
Yeah, but next time, ask me how my sleep is, and then we can move on to my wife's sleep.
All right, you got it, buddy.
Thank you.
You got that.
Because I'm
all
a human, too.
You are a human, too.
Bobby Bones!
Yeah.
Dierks Bentley's new album out. It's called The Mountain. Last night, Dierks and I were together in New York. We did a big party where he played a bunch of live songs. And this new record has Woman Amen. It has Burning Man. But I was thinking, Dierks has 17 number ones, which is crazy. Here are my favorite three Dierks Bentley songs of all time. At number three, Dierks Bentley and Kacey Musgraves, Bourbon in Kentucky.
There ain't enough.
So that song was a radio single for a minute, and they pulled it because they were like, radio people were like, I don't know about that one. Well, they were wrong because I love that song.
It's good.
Eddie, you like that one?
I love it, man. I forgot about that one.
Yeah. Dierks and Kacey Musgraves. My third favorite Dierks song. My second favorite Dierks song is Dierks' I Hold On.
Yeah.
And my first wasn't a single. It's Dierks and Maren Morris doing I'll Be the Moon. My favorite Dierks song. Here it is.
I don't want to be a liar. I don't want to be a fool. I don't want to be a secret. But I will if you want me to. You can leave me in the dark. If that's all I get from you. He can be the sun. I'll be the moon.
There you go. Now, Amy's a big Dierks fan, so much so that she had her husband get a haircut like Dierks.
Years ago.
Every time Dierks come in, she's like, oh, I don't know why I'm wearing this prom dress.
No, I'm not. Like, hey, what's up?
And you have a chair with his face on it.
So here's the deal.
Well, regardless, what's your favorite Dierks song?
I mean, this is like, hands down, will always be my favorite, and it's Come a Little Closer. I can't ever shake this.
Yeah. Baby, I feel like letting go.
That's sexy to you, or what?
Yeah, it's a really good song. You don't think so? Yeah,
I love it. It's the first time Dierks and I ever met, we sang this song together.
See?
Yeah. Yeah, I just wondering.
We used to know.
There you go. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, I have another favorite one,
go
and
ahead.
It's Riser.
Okay. I'm a riser. It's a good one. That's a jam.
I'm a get up off the ground, don't run and hide.
There you go. Well, congrats to Dierks. His 17th number one.
Mm-hmm.
Got a new record. Got to spend some time with him last night as he's doing a bunch of press there. And we'll see him soon. He's going to come back in next week because I think Burning Man officially goes to radio. So he's going to come back in next week. So anyway, always good to see Dierks there.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah, morning. Hey, Hannah in Louisiana, what's happening?
Hey.
What are you doing?
I'm driving to work.
Yeah? So here you are driving to work early in the morning, listening to the show. You called us, which is a big deal because who picks up a phone and calls a radio station? Like, I really appreciate that because really I asked that question. Like, how often do people really pick up a phone and call the radio station? So it means a lot that you called. So whatever you need, I'm going to help you with.
Okay. So sorry about my voice. I'm a little sick right now. Anyway, so my question is, what happened to the BobbyCast tapes about the Trouble Tapes?
Oh, so we have a series on the BobbyCast called the Trouble Tapes, and there's an entire episode about when I bought the billboards to trick all of the country music community in all of America, and the pushback I got from that, and how it all went down. I secretly bought the billboards. So if you go to the BobbyCast and listen, but we're doing a whole series. I believe the next one's going to be about, the robbery. Well, it wasn't really a robbery, but Lunchbox went to jail on the show. And so the next one's going to be about that. He put some pantyhose over his face and bought gum. And that one will probably be up in a month or so. But yeah, that'll be the next one, the subject of the next one. The Trouble Tapes Volume 2 will be the great ski mask heist, which wasn't a ski mask ever.
No.
He never had a ski mask on. The news said it was a ski mask. The whole bit was, hey, Lunchbox, put some pantyhose on your head, go buy gum and walk out. Don't do anything. Next thing you know, he's being held at gunpoint, thrown in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very dumb by me and then him. And then when the cops came, the cops were like, okay, Lunchbox is in the back of a cop car. They come up to the building, right? And they're like, you need to come outside, Mr. Bones. We need to talk to you. And I walk out, and they were like, and Lunchbox is like in the back of a cop car. And I'm like, I don't know who that is.
never seen him in my
never
life.
Never seen him before in my life.
Yeah.
How are you feeling in the back of that cop car, Lunchbox?
I was like, oh, man, that's a bad day. I mean, really?
Did you think, I mean, I'm going to go to jail for a long time?
No, I thought they were overreacting.
Because you really, in the end, he did nothing wrong legally. And they dropped all the charges. It took months. They charged him with terroristic threatening.
Yeah, I was just like, man, really? All this over a pack of gum? I thought I was, I mean.
It's more the pantyhose over the head.
Yeah. It wasn't about the gum.
But I was like, I'm 22, so I was like, man, this is dumb.
I still got time.
And then we were suspended for weeks. We were suspended for weeks, not knowing we were going to get our job back.
Mm-hmm.
But what? That'll be the next episode, Hannah.
Okay.
So for now, it'll be about a month or so.
Okay.
All right, but thank you for listening. What's anything exciting happening today?
No, I don't think so. I'm just going to work, being a realtor.
Oh, sell a house. What's the most expensive house you're trying to sell right now?
Probably $250,000. We don't have a very large market.
What's your name? Let's throw it out there so in case anyone's listening.
Hannah Gibbons.
Oh, of?
Heller Williams Realty.
There we go. In?
Monroe, Louisiana.
There we go.
Man,
that's
we're
a
talking.
Good plug.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Talk to you soon, all right?
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, around the room, what's happening in your life right now? Let's go, who sits to my left? My co-host, Amy. Amy, what's happening in your life right now?
Well, I definitely thought this was not going to ever happen, but my daughter was invited to an American Girl doll party at the American Girl doll store.
Yeah,
and
that's trouble, huh?
Yeah, I didn't want her to know such a store existed because I just feel like that opens up a whole, like, Pandora's box.
Ooh.
So I have successfully avoided her knowing that it exists, but I can't keep her from going to a party. So that's what's going on in my life is, like, part of me wants her to not go to this party, but the other half of me is like, okay, you know, she doesn't have that many girlfriends yet. I can't keep her from a party.
You know, and you did tell her that I was the creator of the American Girl doll because
yes.
I got her for when she came to America, and then for her birthday, I got her some more stuff.
Yeah.
So
your
then you're gonna look like a liar, though.
I know. She's gonna. Well, or I tell her this is Bobby's other house, and only Bobby's money is good here. So you're gonna have to write down a list of everything that you want and give it to Bobby.
Oh, what a web we weave. When first we something, something, something deceive.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
I know. it's tangled right now for sure.
You let her go to the party.
Oh, for sure. I have to let her go to the party. But yeah, now she's going to either be looking for you in the back or...
Yeah, just tell her I'm there watching.
Yeah. Okay.
Lunchbox, what's happening in your life right now?
I'm feeling the wrath of a 10-year-old. I didn't realize kids remember things they tell you, and when you lie to them, they hold it against you, and they don't talk to you. My goddaughter, she did something this weekend. I was like, oh, yeah, I'll tell you. I'll use you and tell me something good. I'll do a tell me something good about you on Monday. And, of course, I wasn't really doing it. I was just trying to make the 10-year-old feel good. So she listened every day, and now she's not talking to me.
Who's your goddaughter? You, like, bring this up randomly and just walk away from it.
Her name's Veda. She lives in Corpus Christi, and she's my goddaughter. It's my buddy that I went to college with and his first kid, and he named me the godfather because I'm so awesome, and we're like, best friends, so... He said, if anything happens, you get my daughter.
What?
I don't know if that's really
that's
what
that means. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what that means,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, kind. It doesn't always have to mean that, but mostly yes. It means if they die, Lunchbox is now the dad of the kid.
Wow.
Yeah. So here, you can shout out to her right now. Tell me something good. Here we
okay.
go.
Okay. Are you going to hit the button?
No. Just
okay. So we were walking out of a museum this past weekend, and there was these kids selling Cokes and candy. And she had $5 left over from the gift shop. Her dad gave her 20 bucks. She spent 15, and he wouldn't let her buy candy. And we keep walking, and then she goes, but Dad, they're working hard. Can I just go give them my extra money? And she went back and gave them the $5 just because they were working hard, and she felt bad for them.
Wow. Hey, I like that. There
That's
it is.
Awesome. Nice.
Good. There you go. Tell me something good, Veda. There you go. Now you can talk to me again.
Okay. That's a good one, Lunchbox. I like it. How about you, Bobby? What's going on in your life?
It's a lot of the book, man. I'm just in book press mode.
That I start book
the,
life.
It comes out on Tuesday. Yeah. So that's it. Doing the show all morning and then doing book stuff all day. But it's 6 days away. That book comes out in 6 days. And I have 2 weeks of full press where I'm doing Today's Show, Good Morning America. I'm doing all those type things, which is pretty cool that they think I'm cool enough to come on their shows because it's always been like, nah, we're good. But so yeah, that's it.
That's awesome. Because you're a New York Times bestseller.
I don't think it matters though to anybody.
I think it does. I think that's a big deal, or else people wouldn't say, hey, I'm a New York Times bestseller. That's why they have the list.
I don't say that. I don't say
well,
that.
Well, you should. Hey, I got you that shirt. So when you go on the Today Show, you should wear your shirt.
That says I'm a New York Times bestseller?
Yes, absolutely. Self-promotion.
Lunchbox should handle all your PR.
Yeah.
You just tell them how good you are. And then they'll know.
Exactly. You have to sell yourself. When you go on those shows, that's what you're doing. You're selling yourself. And if someone sees that you're already a New York Times bestseller, they're going to be more inclined to pick the book up.
Hey, so Lunchbox, we were talking about, and you brought it up, that in the book I write about me meeting my dad.
My
biological dad. Did you ever read that in the book? Did you read the story yet?
No, I don't want to read it until we can talk about it. Because I'm going to blurt it out because I am so blown away that you went and met your dad. And that's chapter one, you said.
It's in chapter one, yes.
And so I am waiting until next week when we can actually talk about it and break it down because I'm going to have so many questions and I'm not going to be able to hold it in for the next 5-6 days.
That's true. He's not. Okay. He's like about to explode right now.
What's the one question you want to ask?
Oh, one. I just want to know how you got in contact with him. Like, how did you, like, what, like, did you have someone call him? Did you... Sent him a message on Facebook? Did you just show up at his house? Like, did you look him up in the phone book? Because I know there are still phone books. There's so many questions.
Huh. Well, I do actually write about that. So the first chapter of the book that comes out on Tuesday is me talking about how I went and met my biological father, who I haven't seen in 30 years. And so Amy's been the only one to know the secret. Eddie didn't even know. And Eddie knows all the secrets.
No clue.
Yeah. Because Eddie's the funniest, so he knows stuff.
Yeah, maybe you just didn't want me to make jokes about it.
So. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
Amy rolled her eyes when I said that.
Was that one of his jokes just now?
Amy.
It wasn't a very funny joke. It was attempt at a joke.
Okay. He was like...
Trying to... And then I got a question, like, at the end of the whole thing, did you hug? Did you say, hey, we'll talk later? Did you leave it open? Or is
well,
it like
a lot of this stuff
closure?
Will be answered when you
it's answered,
read.
It's answered. Yeah, you'll read it in the book.
Once you do read it, I think you'll have more questions.
And then I want to know your emotions like now, like looking back on it, like, do you wish you would have done it sooner? Do you regret doing it? Are you glad you... There's a lot of questions.
I think that's what
it's
I've
all in there. Yeah.
Most,
it's all in there.
Well, no. I'm most curious about now that there's been so much separation, kind of where it
lies.
I'll
let you know. Yeah, we'll come back to it.
Yeah.
So that's my life right now is just getting ready for this book next Tuesday.
Yeah.
And, just the chicks,
What?
What chicks?
There are no chicks.
Exactly.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, I'm going to play.
I haven't been. Amy, you got us on that one, Bones.
It's almost like Eddie told a joke, I can't stop laughing.
I haven't been on a single date since, I think, July of last year.
Oh, man.
Yeah, maybe August. Ew. But July... What?
Who? I'm trying to think of who you even went out with.
My ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's who would have been the last date.
Oh, I thought maybe... Okay, yeah. I didn't... I wasn't,
yeah, but that... I mean, going on a date with your girlfriend doesn't count. Yeah. We're talking about new
thought
boy.
You meant you went on a new date with somebody.
No. I haven't. Not yet. Wow. And nobody's asked me.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. Hey, ladies, just go to at Mr. Bobby Bones on Twitter and ask him on a date. He'll go. He's just looking for someone to ask.
The Bobby Bones Show.
By the way, I do a show from my house called The Bobby Cast that you can listen to today. And when the show's over, listen to that. Maddie Poppy was just by, the winner of American Idol. Also, Red Akins, the singer/songwriter/ Thomas Rhett's dad. So check that out. Over to our 24-year-old right now. Hey, what do 24-year-olds
care about? So the first smart food storage system is here. And
what's
essentially
a smart food storage system?
Well, it helps you tell when your food goes bad. You put a clip on it. And put the information in an app, and then it tells you that your food's about to go bad, and then it sends you a recipe to use that bad food before it goes bad, so you don't waste it.
That's cool.
How do you feel about that?
I'm not going to take the time to enter it.
That's what I'm here too. I'm not trying to enter anything into an app.
Mm-mm, I just kind of know, okay, I made... That's just the thing. The kids growing up with this stuff, they're never going to know. They're going to put chicken in the fridge, and they're going to not know when it goes bad. I know that 4 or 5 days after I cook something, it's probably bad.
Eddie, you hear this?
Yeah, I like it.
You do?
I like it. If they can make it easy to scan it or whatever and put it in there, I'd love it because I'm always smelling raw chicken to see if it's good or tasting milk, and I'm done with that.
You smell raw chicken?
I do.
I was reading a story about shoes. They're going to start developing these smart shoes, and they'll slowly roll out over the next 5 years or so in all the shoes, and it can tell your doctor how you've been running, your feet.
What?
Your walk. Yeah.
Wow.
We're going to be so reliant on technology again. When it craps out, we're all done, boys and girls.
Let's hope those shoes look cool, though.
I think it's going to be pretty much implemented into all shoes.
Oh, okay. Not a certain kind of cool high top?
Maybe at first.
The shoes are going to know when the shoes are going bad, and you're going to need new shoes, and they're just going to arrive in the mail.
That's like an oil change, though. Every 3,000 miles? No way.
You're so right.
You're crazy if I'm getting my oil change every 3,000 miles.
Get how long can you do it, then?
Five.
Five, yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Morgan, number two.
Yes.
24-year-old Morgan number two, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We're not trying to rain on your parade. For us, I guess we're too old, huh?
Yeah. But Eddie's into it, and he's the oldest one.
That's
here.
True, he is. Yeah. Thanks. Shot.
Thanks,
fire.
Amy. Thanks.
Sorry.
The Bobby Bones Show. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Spin classes and CrossFit and stuff, they're sending people to the emergency room with injuries that are equivalent to car crash and stuff because they're just going way too hardcore. And doctors are slow down because a lot of these places offer packages or bundles right when you join and you get 10 classes for whatever. And people go all in and their bodies are just not ready for it. And then they end up in the ER.
Okay, I can't laugh at them because I do that.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay, time to go do CrossFit. I'll buy 100 classes, please. I'm going to do them all this week.
Yeah.
So that's how I live my life. That being said, when I was doing CrossFit, I've never been as injured as when I was always doing CrossFit. Mm-hmm. It's a bunch of free weights and you're flipping things around. There are a bunch of meatheads and you want to be a meathead.
You're so competitive because you want to win.
All I want to do is be the top of that big board. All my life, I've just wanted to not lose. And at CrossFit was not good for my personality because I just tried to win. I would do everything wrong at all costs as long as I won. But I get it. I was hurt all the time. What else you got?
Russian workers are undergoing training to learn how to smile ahead of the World Cup. Evidently, the country is kind of hey, we kind of have this stereotype that we're unfriendly, so let's break that at the World Cup. So they're expecting 1.5 million tourists to be showing up, and they want people to walk away thinking that Russians are friendly. The World Cup kicks off tomorrow.
It does?
Yeah.
Wow, who cares about the World Cup without America in it, right?
Well, I care.
I don't. If there's not a U.S. flag, I don't care about anything international. Nope, don't care. You can put, who's playing? Pele and Eagle Eye Cherry or what? Are they playing each other?
Eagle Eye Cherry.
Oh, all right. Boy.
What else, Sam?
I just thought it was funny that a country's practicing being friendly. Everybody smile. So an Instagram model was left partially blind after trying to get this controversial surgery done to change her eye color. Legal in the U.S., so she flew to Bogota, Colombia, and she wanted to change her hazel eyes to light gray.
And now she's basically has the sight of a 90-year-old.
Ooh. Yeah, you think, stick a bunch of needles in your eyeball, see what happens. I saw another girl who was addicted to tattoos on Instagram, and she had all of the insides of her eyes cut tattooed blue. Oh, her eyeball.
Wow. It'd be cool to have blue eyes, though.
You'd fly
no
to Bogota?
No one knows what it's like to be the sad man, to be the bad man behind blue eyes.
Oh, that's where y'all are going with that.
Yeah,
that's
the
right.
Who.
The Who. And then later on, Limp Bizkit.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that it, Aim?
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Gonna wrap it up. I've been doing the show in New York City today, but let me tell you, Aim, Lunchbox, Eddie, I just can't wait to get back and see your faces in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, same.
I know. I miss you guys today. I'm up here in the big city. But you know what I like better than the big city? The big hearts that you three have.
Oh, thanks,
I know.
Man.
Thanks. I know.
I mean, the studio here, it's just not the same without
thank
you.
God.
Yeah, it's
thank
nice
like
and
missing,
warm.
We're missing
I wish
something.
That Dirks was flying home today because, you know, Dirks has an airplane.
Mm-hmm. Because he's a pilot.
Yeah, and I would just get on the airplane. But can't. He invited me to fly up with him, but I couldn't because I was. And he invited me to eat dinner with him, and I couldn't. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I gotta start like
what's
not.
What's this life?
I gotta start not working so much. I can do cool things. There's no life. I just haven't done any. You know what I mean?
Well, no. The fact that you're even getting asked is kind of crazy.
Well, to be fair, I probably have between 5 and 7 friends that are artists. Like I would consider friends, and Dirks is one of them. Fair.
Fair.
There you go. Thank you very much. I'll be back today. I'll see you guys later. I'm going to do yoga tonight. I've been doing yoga in a long time. Wow. Do you know I wrote about yoga in my book, Hot Yoga?
Did you fail
at
it?
What did you say?
Well, and I really haven't mentioned the book in a couple of days on purpose. I don't want to beat people up over it. But my book comes out in 6 days, which is crazy. But it's more about how I felt so ridiculous the first time I did hot yoga. And I thought everyone was watching me. And really, no one was. Because once I did it a 4th and a 9th and a 13th time, I realized nobody watches anyone but themselves. So as ridiculous as you feel, you're the only one paying attention to yourself. And so I took that into life and realized that no matter what I'm doing, how goofy I look and how I feel like all the attention's on me and everyone's laughing at me, really they're not.
They're not. Nobody
and so
cares.
I took that lesson from hot yoga and put it into my book.
Good.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a great life lesson.
Feel that.
Well, I wrote a whole chapter on it. It's called Fail Until You Don't. It comes out Tuesday. And let me tell you, I cannot wait for this thing to be out. Not so everybody gets some wealth of knowledge that I'm delivering, but so I can stop talking about it. You know what I mean?
Well, no. What are we supposed to say to that?
Yes,
like, amen.
Say, yeah, I got you, for sure.
Preach.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can't wait for it to be out, but I don't want to beat our listeners over the head with it every day, so I've not. Okay, well, I'm done. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. I hope you have a wonderful day, and we'll catch up tomorrow. Thanks, and goodbye, everybody.
Bobby Bones.